In the glory days of the dot-com boom, computer science was one of the most popular college majors, but a new survey shows a dramatic decline in enrollment in computer science programs. That has some professors and business leaders worried about America's ability to remain competitive. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
David Hayes used to be a very popular guy. As chair of the Department of Computer Science at San Jose State University, he remembers the days when students fought to get into his classes. But his glory days are over, and Hayes isn't quite sure what to do.
Going out on campus to attract students, I don't even know how to do that. It's just, come to computer science. You know, we have what you want, but what is that? We don't know.
Hayes says at California's 23 state university campuses in the last four semesters, computer science majors have dropped by one-third. A new survey by the Computing Research Association confirms a similar trend nationally. The number of undergraduate computer majors dropped by a quarter over the year before. So, what's a poor computer science professor like Hayes to do?
We've started offering a course in game design, for instance, and I advertise that. So, do you want to design games? And we have a course for you here.
But it's going to take more than that to appeal to a kid like Joe Rosin. Although it wouldn't have looked that way a few years ago. Rosin loves computers, and when he was a kid, he and his friends dreamed about getting a job in the field.
We would talk about, we can get a job in computer science and make $8 billion a year, and we'll buy a yacht and all this dumb stuff, 13, 14, 15.
That was at the height of the tech boom. Rosin is now 19 and a student at Brookdale Community College in New Jersey. He is not majoring in computer science. Rosin's chosen electrical engineering instead. He says many of his friends have dropped out of the computer science program.
You read these stories that people write on there about how they lost their job and now they don't know what they're going to do because someone's doing their work for, a quarter of the price overseas. It's apparent to me and it's apparent to my friends that there really aren't that many jobs anymore.
The loss of students like Rosin has educators and industry professionals worried. Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates, himself a Harvard dropout, went on a tour of major university campuses last month to encourage students to stick with it. Sam Gill, chair of the Department of Information Systems at San Francisco State, worries that the U.S. will lose its competitive edge if there are fewer computer science students.
Because it's the students who don't know the rules yet that are basically innovating. The internet was not built by people like me in their 60s. It was built by people who didn't know different. And so they basically didn't listen to say, this can't be done. They just went ahead and did it.
Some experts even foresee a labor shortage down the line. Hayes at San Jose State's Department of Computer Science says this is a cycle we've seen in other industries.
In the late 70s, engineers were having a hard time finding work, and so engineering enrollments dropped. And then 4 years later, boom, everybody said, well, where are the engineers? We need them. And they were trying to hire. They wound up bringing in a lot of engineers from overseas because there were very few graduates at the time.
The Computing Research Association predicts there will be more jobs available in information technologies in a decade than there will be graduates in the field. The Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that over the next decade there will be more than 1 million new computer jobs. But try telling that to students who hear stories about outsourcing and cutbacks. In the computer lab at San Francisco State, it's not hard to find worried computer science majors like 22-year-old Fendi Gunawan. He chose his major when the job market looked bright.
A couple of years ago, everybody was into computer science, and it seemed that there's already now too many people. So apparently the jobs are all taken.
Would you major in it now if you were starting now?
No, unlikely. Maybe biology, biotech or something.
But there are also students here like Anuj Gandhi who are willing to wait out the job market in the hopes that it will get better.
Because I love computers. I didn't take it because the market was booming. I just took it because I love programming. I love computers.
Many educators and business leaders say that students like Gandhi are a bright spot, but they know that unless the job market turns around, it will be hard to retain even the most devoted computer lovers. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.